thanks for State Records to have me this afternoon, and thanks everyone for coming. My talk has a couple of parts. First, I would like to introduce a bit about university and records management section within the university, and then I'm going to talk about our experience working with ICT in the business. And the last part, I'm going to demonstrate our experience using three case studies. So here we go. The university, Sydney University, is the first Australian university founded in 1850. We start with 100 students. Today we've got 49,000 of full-time equivalent students enrolled any year. So the university is ranked in the top 40 in globally. It is supported by 7,500 employees. And potentially our digital records problem, the scope of the problem could be, I've been told by ICT we've got about 600 terabyte of data spreading over 1,500 servers, and we have 400,000 emails coming in and out on every on an average day, and we have 20,000 computers spread around the campuses. So that's the potential scope for digital record keeping. Records are part of archives, and we report to group secretary, and ultimately we report to Office of General Counsel. In the records section, we have 11.6 full-time equivalent staff. We manage administrative file, staff file, the student files. We have 3,500 shelf meters of physical files on site. And we continue to create about 200 shelf meters of paper file each year. 28,000, that's equivalent to 28,000 physical files. We, on average, each week, we create 2,000 files, 30% of which are electronic and 70% are paper. So that's just sheer volume of work we do. We currently use TRIM 6.22, which was implemented first back in year 2000. We manage over 3.8 million of objects in TRIM. The system is used by 2,700 users currently. We're putting on about 10 people each week at the moment. On average, we harvest 14,500 electronic documents into TRIM store each week. So to do this kind of thing, we have a couple of out-of-box solutions to help achieve record keeping. We've got web interface into TRIM. We brand as Records Online. We also have email add-ons, out of box, not TRIM one, because we had domains all over the university. We have to have our own bespoke in design kind of email add-on. We also have Records Explorer, which has been renamed after rebrand from T Drive. Some of you may have heard T Drive before. And we also have web interface into TRIM component as well. So currently we have system integration into Flexus, our student management system. We also have integration with PeepSoft, and we use EasyScan to manage from transition paper records into digital. This is a one sliced view of how we progress in terms of digital record keeping. My experience is that when you talk to some of the ICT professionals out there, this sometimes can be very helpful because they realise you're really playing in a real world, not just paper records. So as you can see, we suddenly had when we implemented TRIM back in year 2000, we only had about a handful of electronic documents. By 2005, suddenly we took up the electronic digital record keeping world, and at that point in time we had integration with Flexus. Flexus is our student admin system, so every single correspondence the Flexus has sent to the student gets cached into TRIM automatically and create a student file automatically upon student's enrollment and application and admission. The next wave is 2007, November 2007, when we launched web interface version 2, which allows staff to attach electronic documents to files, hybrid files, and towards the end of the year 2007, we've exhausted all our 1,000 TRIM licenses. So at the beginning of 2008, we acquired enterprise license. So now we've got 6,500. There's also another milestone in year 2008. We have we adopt EasyScan, as well as we make our star file going electronically going forward from March, April 2008. And 2009, we bought Explorer interface specifically for business area who are big on electronic record keeping. That means the documents they create or receive with high percentage of electronic documents. So this interface allowed them to drag and drop a lot of documents into TRIM with drag and drop, and has got the Windows Explorer look and feel. So at the beginning of this year, we had integration done with PeopleSoft along with EasyScan. So about 8,000 or 9,000 invoices get digitized with their supporting document each TRIM each month. That's a big milestone as well. So that's just a one slice view, not everything, but it just gives people idea where we come from and, you know, with what age. Going forward, next year, we the top three are being in train. We are upgrading to TRIM 7 mid-February next year, and we bought the integration tip, so we TRIM 7 and then SharePoint's going to be integrated. That's in plan. And we're working on the integration with our new student system called SITS Vision, and that's in train as well. So that's a big direction where we're heading, and I think this is all a very big strategic gain in terms of where we're going and the way we interact with our ICT. Possible, there's two other integrations possible happening, depending on funding and support from various parts of the university. So I'll move on to next slides. I just like to sort of define the ICT professional in my talk. So in my view, or from my experience at University of Sydney, the ICT professionals consists of central ICT people, from CIO to solution architect, from project manager to solution manager, from hardware, middleware support to web content person to, I think, doing the presentation for me. that's all right. And so, yeah, everyone, we've got about 200-something staff in ICT, really, you know, just about every part of that group. We also have departmental ICT staff. From our experience, we need to work collaboratively with them as well. Due to our university history, they're the ICT is not very centralised, so we do have a department of ICT. It adds a bit of layer of complexity, but sometimes works to our advantage. External developer, we rely on them heavily on some of the technologies. We ask them to develop clever tools and applications for us, so we're constantly in contact with them. And last but not least, my own TRIM administrators and some of my staff. So my idea is that we need to all work in together, and that's why that thing in the middle. Okay. So I'm just going to, next few slides, I'm just going to talk about, on a high level, how we've worked with some of our ICT colleagues. First, I think it's fundamental that we need to recognise we are working in partnership, and that recognition has to be mutual, not just yourself. Of course, you need to embrace them initially, but you need to get their recognition as well. How we get that recognition, basically, we always put ourselves out there when we say, you know, we want to do this next year, how can you help? We also, university also has a, apparently the current CIO has been with us more than 2 years, but before him, I've been told we had about 8 CIOs in the space of 6 years. So there's constant introduction phase. We're armed, you know, we need your help, and we want to do things, we want your help, we want to work with you. So a couple of things I've done last year is that I got in contact with our ICT architect, because every few weeks suddenly you hear through the grapevine saying someone's going to implement a new system, and then when you ask a few questions you realise they're really inventing another document management system, or they're buying a business system but heavily on managing documents but not really their business processes. So you know, that's why I knocked on our ICT architect's door and I said, look, we have to stop, because otherwise we're going to create islands of information and you have no visibility to all these university records. So what we did was we agreed to have a monthly dialogue. The ICT architect put information management as well as TRIM on their roadmap. That's the middle picture where we're trying to define the roadmap. We're trying to work out what system. And also I had a power of state records standard on digital record keeping. Basically, I said, look, this is ultimately, we have to be compliant by year 2012, and I need your help. You know, we've got proliferation of business systems, generate documents left, right, centre, where we're keeping them inside the system, or having a separate document store, it's not going to help. So they are very open to the idea, and we had a few session trial, and eventually we have a couple of things nailed down. First, they used our expertise to draft information management policy, so that was like joint effort. Secondly, worked out where TRIM is and where it should be, and the role, defined that role in their roadmap, and we had a kind of agreement with them in future. If they invest new system, they need to consult with us, and we make assessment whether we need to integrate or whether the system is capable of keeping digital records. So that's basically how we did it. It's just constant. It's like, you've got to maintain that relationship and you need to nurture it over time. So not just once, twice, but you've got to make a monthly thing and keep talking to them. And not just ICT architect, you have to talk to some other people, you know, some project manager implementing systems. You say, can you let me know, you know, how the record document side of thing works in a system. So we also, so this is our TRIM users, 2,500 out there. I guess we not only just putting ourselves in front of ICT, but we also demonstrate through some of the works we've done just to let them know that we are capable. We know what we're doing. We know, you know, we can add value to each other's service offerings. July this year, I hold Information Day for my area, Records Information Day show day. So basically we had a presentation as well as hands-on practice trial stands for people all over the university to come and hear the experience we have about you know, current projects we've done, how we run the help desk, the scanning technology we adopt, which allow electronic documents to be automatically named and populate into the right folder. We demonstrate workflow we've done for Faculty of Health Science to manage their admission and enrollment process. We also showcased the pure electronic record type we've created for a couple of our business units. We had a folders within folder kind of structure for some of parts of our university. That basically we came up with that idea based on a lot of feedback that they found classification was an obstacle in terms of keeping records, because that's the first thing they need to do, and they found it very daunting, and that the traditional paper file is very flat. You don't have that folders in folders allow them to group information in a logical sense. So we took those feedbacks on board and we re-look at it. So we come up with a new record type in TRIM, which allow people to put documents in sensible business, logical business steps. That seemed to have a very good feedback. We also, So all this kind of information basically help us to demonstrate to our ICT colleagues that we're out there, we're doing, helping the business, and if we work together we can add value to each other's services. We also have, as you said, barbecue. We have an annual Trim Users Barbecue Christmas celebration. We just celebrate the success. We talk about how many documents we harvest each year, and talk about the new direction we want to take, and meanwhile let everyone to celebrate. And we also invite ICT people to these kind of events. So I think that sort of all helps. Now I'm going to touch on three case studies, just demonstrate experience how we've worked with the parts of ICT. SITS Vision. SITS Vision is our new student admin system, which will be the admission and enrollment component will be turned on, I believe, early next year. The system was purchased last year. The vendor is from England, I think, called Tribal. I think when we... It took us a long time to pick the right one, the right application, the right business system. And this system comes with state of art, or or the process-driven workflow. It's very highly sophisticated. So early this year, there has been discussion at a high level to sort of explore whether the system is capable of keeping electronic records. And so one of the vendor's ICT person basically said that the system is capable of keeping records by itself. So we asked the question of how, and the reply was that using a technique or technology called data rehydration. I don't know if any of you have heard that concept before. So basically, the system will dynamically generate documents using a predefined template and populate this template with the required student and system data. So at any point in time, based on the student record, can a version of original document holding the original information be reproduced? Sounds very promising. But we constantly, have this idea, records have to be captured. You can't recreate on demand. So I was very uncomfortable about recreation on demand, this kind of technique. So I've questioned them about the template. I've questioned them about whether this has been tested elsewhere. And apparently this technology is relatively new. So there's certain element of risk there, just wondering what happened if one element of template changes. What is the consequence? Could be a couple of hundred students in a particular cohort, or could it be 49,000 enrolled students in that particular year? So potential impact on university reputation could be great in a negative way. So I put out to them that when we did an integration with Flexus, we only cost us about 25,000, and let's say if we spent double of that amount, 50,000, then we can eliminate this risk of potential unstable of the template. So 50,000 is not really a big investment, but we sort of had that kind of double insurance. I also felt like maybe it's not just crying out loud from one records area can make this a dead issue. So I socialised some faculty admin managers. I said, in future, if the correspondence to the student can be pushed out on demand, would it work for you? If you were to make this issue on a particular student, that means you've got to go to every single module and see what correspondence we've had with this student. I said, do you think that worked for you? Of course it's not. So that's extra workload for them. Where to push to? That could be a potential privacy issue. So I got some allies from the business. In joint forces, we convinced them that integration has to happen, and the records upon transmission will be captured into Trim. So it may well be this technology works, but not until we prove it can. I felt we have responsibility to make sure that we look after our records. So my take on this project is that when the new technology introduced, what I did was I looked for, in the web, looked for information on this data rehydration, dehydration technology, and I understand there might be risk, and it's new, it's not tested, so that's, but and I also thought, you know, where can I think through the work process for my clients? Would this, you know, the new technology work for them in terms of information service? So so basically you need to, there are a lot of issues other than those two that I've addressed, but I think I focus on two issues, and I communicate to where I need to communicate to, and that got desired outcome, which is the records are coming to TRIM. So that's the first one. The second project is about building appropriate records in university. We, the business unit looks after this property called Campus Infrastructure Services. We refer them as CIS. They have, they look after 600 or so buildings over 14 campuses, so it's a big job. And a lot of buildings, as you can see, are very old and the heritage listed, so it's very expensive to maintain them, and the work conducted are very complex. So records are also massive. 90% of their record documents they receive are electronic. And I'll just highlight though, this particular building, that's our new student central building, and this is our Faculty of Law building. They both won the design award, so there are a lot of building records for these two buildings are already in the state records category. So we had a previous attempt with CIS people, with staff. We introduced records online, but they considered inadequate because records online only allow them to save one electronic document at a time. They've got massive amount of information to be captured. So, and then they're on its own domain, and I've consulted with our ICT architecture, say, I asked him if that, you know, because the ICT is trying to incorporate a lot of little domains into the main domain, I said, can you see if you can speed up process and, you know, bring them in higher up in the queue? And apparently their technology is too complex, so ICT said, we've got no plan for them for the next 5 years. So so that means they can't use TRIM. Even use TRIM, they felt TRIM is too clunky. They can't. They felt like it's a very hard system to navigate around. So this is our challenges. And at that time, it's an impossible task because we can't put TRIM records online. It's not adequate. What do we do? We also look at some opportunities. Given we're trying to move on to electronic record keeping, we want to look for adequate tool to help business to, you know, maintain electronic records. And so we thought if we were successful, then that could be used as a champion case where, you know, majority of your documents are electronic. So what we did was we bite bullet, we established a TRIM group server in the untrusted domain. So when we told HP and AlphaWares that we want to do that, they said, well, you're a bit crazy. Not many people out there want to do this kind of thing. But we did it carefully. We work with ICT architect and the solution design and middleware person to make sure we have this architecture design perfectly map it out so we don't have any loopholes in that network domain. We also redesigned record type in TRIM. It's fully electronic. Allow them to do folders within folders. And we also bought another interface into TRIM. It's called Records Team Drive, in fact. And we rebranded Records Explorer. We invite the business to come over to have a workshop to get their view on how best we can group information about the campus building, building records. We finally agreed on the filing structure, which is very good, and that means they felt they've got ownership, they want to do it and do it well. So we also give them adequate training, so they know how to use this interface. It's in fact very intuitive, like Windows Explorer. There's just a few bits and pieces where you need to just get them right. So as part of floor support, on the week three, we have a one-on-one floor support. The first 3.5 days, we captured 4,500 electronic documents into TRIM. And today, each week, I get a report. Today, the CIS staff, last week, they put in 1,500 documents. A week before, they put 370-something, I can't remember. So they are doing very well. They are looking at turning off the network share drive at mid-November, which is next week. So originally, this is a kind of impossible task, but I think this case study just show how various parts of ICT staff and the records work together. We sort of achieved something initially we thought was unachievable, we all have, we can help each other to achieve business outcomes. So I'll go on to my very last case study. This is a project we did early this year. Accounts payable, they process about 8,000 or 10,000 invoices each month, and their storage is having a big storage problem. They use Recall, they use internal, still not enough, and because when it comes to retrieval, it's a nightmare. They're doing a lot of manual data entry, and they've been told no replacement when the staff leaves. They have been looking for various scanning solutions costing $80,000 to $120,000. Seems to be a bit unachievable. They have a problem with approving the business case. They've spoken to ICT. So ICT approached us, and that's, you know, saying you need to constantly putting yourself in front of ICT, and this pays off. We keep remind them, say, you know, TRIM is valuable ICT resource we must leverage, and they say, well, can we use your TRIM to store the scan invoices? I said, no problem. So they approached me, and I point them to EasyScan, which they cost them $30,000, which is a small amount to what they originally were looking at. Can do everything what they, you know, the original vendors can do, and there's no ongoing click charge. And basically, we designed so EasyScan interrogate PeopleSoft vendor ID, generate unique value, insert that into TRIM, and insert into PeopleSoft table. So then that becomes matching and a retrieving mechanism in PeopleSoft. So finance staff can retrieve a scan image from TRIM when they're in their database. The authentication is based on their role. And so basically it just demonstrate this case study basically demonstrate that, you know, sometimes you constantly, when you demonstrate your capability to ICT, they remember you. They can, you know, put you in the right direction from time to time. In summary, I'd just like to say I thought through some of the things that I think one of the things is that we have to keep abreast of what are out there and improve your skills, experience, and you're only limited by your imagination. So think the unthinkable, like the case study too. At the time it was unthinkable, but we achieved it. And continue working in partnership with business ICT. So, you know, ICT have staff changes all the time. Don't give up. Continue working with them. Introduce yourself. Tell them what have you been doing. Tell them you need their help. And take them to various, you know, forms and professional training, some of the sessions. And when you hit the brick wall, trying to think outside of the square, think, is there another better way I can do it, another way we can achieve things? So here we go. Thank you for listening. And if you've got any questions, I'm
inspiring. Inspiring. There's such fruitful partnerships. We have time for one or two questions, or you could chat to May over the coffee break. All right, well, I'd like to ask you to join me in thanking May very much.
Thank you.